You're listening to SBS News.
Hello, I'm Sally City, the Labor candidate.
Hi, I'm Sally City, the Labor candidate.
Campaign days start bright and early in Reid. On this morning, Labor candidate Sally Situ is at a local train station, handing out flyers to hundreds of commuters as they make their way into the city. She's greeting them in English.
Hello, how are you going?
Sally, isn't it?
Yes.
Best of luck.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
And in Mandarin.
你好,我是工党候选人, Sally Situ.
Ms. Situ is the daughter of parents who fled Laos. Now she's standing for parliament as voters in her electorate continue to feel the financial pinch.
They are feeling it every day and they didn't need the CPI figures to come out to tell them how bad it is, because they feel it at the checkouts, at the petrol bowser, and they feel it when they're paying their childcare fees.
The cost of living has become a major election issue across the country. Restaurant owner Jung Nyu says his business is still struggling.
Now it's not good, because the COVID-19.
During the pandemic, Sydney was virtually split in half by lockdowns. The electorate of Reid was much the same, with some suburbs placed under lockdowns while others were not. On the main street of Burwood, we meet Olga and her friend Pamela. The elderly women are both still wearing face masks and appear relieved to be able to get out and about again. Olga says the duration of the lockdowns were particularly tough.
It's hard. We can't go even for gym, nowhere.
No.
We stay home. For us, it's worse than youngest.
Yeah.
It's hard.
We managed, didn't we?
Yeah.
Stayed home all day.
Stay home. Boring.
The sitting Liberal MP is Dr. Fiona Martin. She was among the surprise winners in the 2019 election after replacing former Liberal MP Craig Laundy. Like Ms. Situ, she's out on the street handing out flyers near a busy intersection.
Hello, I'm Fiona Martin. I'm your federal member. Oh, lovely. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Now she holds the seat on a margin of 3.2%, and she says she's very aware of the challenges her electorate has faced.
We must remember who got us through this difficult time. It's one of the most difficult times in Australia's history. One of the most difficult times in our history, and Australia still has a AAA credit rating. We still have a AAA credit rating, and we are on track to recovery.
The electorate of Reid is one of the most diverse in the country. Over 56% of people were born overseas, compared to the rest of the country, which averages 33% born overseas. A higher proportion of residents in this electorate than the national average pay at least 30% of their income on rent. The dream of home ownership now appears even further out of reach. Darren Chen is one of many voters concerned about the Reserve Bank lifting the cash rate.
In real estate, due to the interest rate gone up and the house prices has gone to sky, and that hit everyone.
Rachel Sumiati is wheeling a pram with a toddler inside. She says the rising cost of living has deterred her from putting him into childcare, which would allow her to work more.
Because of the high rent increase and all of that, and knowing that our wages is not going up, it put a lot of pressure on our finances, especially as a family with a single income.
And like much of the country, the community in Reid is feeling the cost of rising food prices. Small grocery store owner Gregory Hack says recent flooding has had a major impact on his stock.
Climate change is starting to take a bit of an impact. This is all local produce. When we had all the big rains before, it was virtually nothing at all. It all got washed away. And it's only just slowly picking back up again.
Both candidates are no doubt vying to earn the trust of voters in this critical seat. Tysock Husey, SBS News.